After months of struggle, U.S. House Democrats unveiled a sweeping legislation yesterday to extend healthcare coverage to millions of Americans who lack it and create a new option of government-run insurance. The legislation could be debated in the House as soon as next week.
Speaking on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, the leader of the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said Congress was on the cusp of delivering on the promise of making affordable, quality health insurance available to every American. But Dr. Samuel Gregg, the director of research at the Acton Institute, believes that this bill would make health insurance more costly for everyone.
It will add extra costs to the insurance market in the sense that it will introduce a type of public option which, being a government option, will presumably have lower costs, which will force insurers to lower their costs, but that will also cause the amount of coverage offered by insurance companies to drop as well. So this is one of the unintended effects of this type of intervention in the economy, that in the interests of trying to expand the web of people who are covered by insurance, my guess is that this bill will actually make insurance more costly for everyone. The other problem, of course, is that this is going to cost money, something like $894 billion, and that has to come from somewhere. And the only way that they're going to be able to do that is to raise taxes, and that's probably not what you want to be doing in a recession.